Vinny DiPonto, you are the creator of Mental Amusements, a carnival for the mind. And you're a certain type of magician, a mentalist, that some people listening might not have any idea what that is. What is a mentalist? How is that different than what we all are familiar with, like the idea of a magician? We get a certain image that pops up into our mind. We might not know what a mentalist is. So what is it exactly that is?
Yeah, a mentalist is essentially a magician, a subset of magic, where the magician focuses on psychological tricks, mind reading, telepathy, mind control, and focuses on the audience. The audience is a very, very important part of the experience. They are the minds that need to be read in the experience. And so a mentalist really focuses, it's a really a combination of being a solo performer and the audience being involved in the show as well. So it's sort of a collaborative magic show, if you will.
And this current version of the show happens right there from your home and brings the experience directly to the audience in their home, which is a pretty incredible thing to bring that experience for someone while they're sitting on their couch or in their living room.
It's truly magical. It's been an interesting learning curve to figure out how to reimagine my material and my craft for this particular medium, but it's been really fun and rewarding to see that it is working, and people are enjoying it and are happy to open up their computers and jump into my mind, if you will. That's been a really, really interesting experience, but super fun.
Yeah, it's cool to see. So a little bit of a background. We've known each other for 10 years, probably, about 10 years, probably.
Maybe 15 years, yeah.
Yeah, and it was as I was, back then, I was just really like connecting with entertainers and reaching out to entertainers. I was living in Pennsylvania, you were in New York City, and I think I like randomly messaged you or emailed you or something, I was like, hey, like I saw some of your videos, I like really like that style, kind of like bringing classic entertainment into the modern world is kind of what I was always trying to kind of have that kind of approach to. And I remember, I think it was like, you were like, oh, I have a show in New York City tonight, like if you want to come. And I just like hopped in the car and came and saw a show at some like bar or something that you were doing, and we kind of kept evolving, working together in different shows and kind of collaborating. And now I'm kind of like behind the scenes helping with some of the tech things on your show, which has been really cool for me to see how that all happens. And all of that to say, one of my favorite things throughout all of that is like when sometimes I like come into New York and like hang with you and some of the other magic crew, and it was always like I always felt like I was like, I don't know if he's messing with me. The things that you would be like presenting were so like amazing, and I was like, I don't know what's real anymore. And that's a really fun thing to be able to bring those moments to people when it's not just because it's not a magic show. It's right. Not, a spooky, scary ghost hunting show. So some people see those different things. So sure. Do you have a little bit of an explanation of what that actually is? So people are like, what's mentalism? Are you going to control my mind? Are you going to see inside my mind? Or, what does that look like for, how do you explain that to somebody who is like, I don't know what this even is?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because it's, I'd perform at parties and gatherings in New York City all the time, and you have to approach people, and if you say you're a mentalist, you have to then spend the next 5 minutes explaining what that is to folks. But it's actually really nice because, rather than saying it's kind of like a magician, you are kind of doing tricks, but they're like psychological tricks. And you kind of had to, give this explanation. And I think in the last 5 years or so, with Darren Brown and Derek Delgadio and sort of all these prominent names coming to theater world in New York City, the public sort of has a better sense of what a mentalist is, which is really, really nice, actually. That's in person, right? I mean, I am a mentalist. I am a magician, but it's a subset of magic. I do psychological tricks, mind reading, telepathy, mind control, that sort of thing. When I am doing virtual, I had to figure out how to translate all my work and come up with new things for this medium. And it's been a really difficult thing to do, but really, really unexpectedly joyful. I really sort of felt, I felt like I didn't want to start this whole thing. I just didn't want to get into it. I thought, you know, maybe this was just not the medium, the right medium to connect with people. And then as I started, I realized there were so many people from all around the world who I got to meet and talk to. And suddenly my job became very different. It was reading minds from people all around the country and, you know, people from the UK and Australia and China. And like, you know, it's been amazing to watch people, you know, get up at 7 a.m. and watch my show, which has been really cool. So while this show started off as like, I'll just try it, it kind of has evolved into me building a tiny theater in my house, and which is something I've always wanted to do anyway. So
yeah, I remember years ago you were talking to me about having like all these plans set out for like a tiny house on wheels, but this portable variety magic theater.
And
it's funny because I was like, that's like such a cool thing, because most people like in theater are like, oh, I want a bigger crowd, I want a bigger experience, I want to play arenas or huge theaters. And instead of kind of taking it that way, it's like, oh, what if it was smaller to make it more special and more magical for the audience. And I think this is the ultimate thing of like literally bring, like, people are sitting on their couch and experiencing something that is, I've seen it happen of people being like, well, if I was in a theater, maybe there was some special secret thing happening, but there's no way it's really happening right here, is like a really incredible thing. Do you have any specific, so you've been doing the show kind of different little runs, some private events and some public events and stuff like that. Do you have any specific fun stories from the audience of just someone being like, oh my God, like what? Just like, is there even anything stand out for that of like an audience member being like, I can't believe that just happened.
It's kind of the normal stuff, but with like tech as an additional thing. It's kind of like, you know, people not knowing that their mics are on, or, you know, so there'll be occasionally people who are cursing and losing their minds, not realizing that they didn't sort of want to publicly emote, which has been kind of funny. It's kind of like being in a theater, but thinking you're in like a silent, you know, box. So that's really the only thing. I mean, you know, I'm trying to sort of make the technology disappear as much as I can. Mm-hmm. There is, as you can see, like, there's not like much tech. I mean, the lighting is sort of warm. It doesn't feel like we're in like a studio, which is like pink and blue lights. And equally, there's no tech in frame either. I wanted the computer to kind of disappear to sort of emulate the feeling of being in a space, in an intimate space with someone. And actually coming out of college, just to go back to the little theater thing, that's kind of what I hoped for. Was, you know, I was performing in these like small rooms, and also performing these kind of immersive things where something would start in a small room and go to a bigger room. And I really wanted to recreate this kind of small, intimate performance. And actually I realized, you know, a couple weeks into doing these shows, this kind of accomplishes that. There are some technical boundaries, but it really accomplishes what I set out to do early on, you know, in my career. So it's kind of fun. It's weird. It's fun.
Yeah. So do a little bit of talk about the show in particular, you know, Mental Amusements. And it really calls on your, you know, memories and thinking about it, a lot of the stories and themes are Coney Island, magical but also a kind of crazy type of place where, you know, you never know what you're going to see next. And it's an interesting kind of pairing of that, of just like your show, like, I don't even know, like, I don't know what I'm going to see next. What else could be possible? And talk about that, like what that inspiration coming from a crazy place like Coney Island, and then bringing those elements into the feeling of the show.
So I started off doing this in front of my bookshelf. Like, I think all of us have started doing Zoom calls and things.
There's always a bookshelf, isn't there? It's like
a credibility bookshelf. So I started doing it, and I, you know, for me, my bookshelf is normal. It's the thing in my house that I, you know, love and curate and make fun things happen with. But I was realizing people had a lot of questions about the things behind me on my bookcase. And so the audience members actually kind of shaped it a little bit too, because they were questioning, like, what is that weird thing behind you? And I'm like, oh, this thing is a blah, blah, blah. And I started just incorporating it into the show. And I realized that that as I was doing this as well, this was the time that, like, in the summer, I would get together with my friends. In fact, this is a photo I use in the show, but this is my friends at Coney Island. And we're at the mini golf course. And, you know, we do this every year, get a bunch of people down to Coney Island and eat way too many snacks and ride the rides and go to the psychics. And I thought, what a really cool way, since, you know, Coney Island is closed, kind of bring a little bit of a circus vibe, not circus, a sort of carnival amusement park ride into this. And so that's what these are. These are my mental amusements. And I think also crafting it this way, the show is not really high art in any way. It's just a gallery of amusements. And that's kind of what I was aiming for, just starting off in a really simple way with this medium and trying it out and see how it goes. So that's kind of how it all came together. It is part true. An annual thing that I do with my friends, and I kind of infuse it into the show in a lot of ways. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I love the idea of where it's like, cause some of, you know, now that pretty much everyone's familiar with these virtual, you know, online shows, a lot of entertainers and performers tried to do their stage show, but from their living room, or tried to overly simplify it and just do like random smaller things to fit in their living room. And it's interesting because none of those things and I've been like in the mix of all of it, helping people and kind of helping behind the scenes on shows. And it's like nothing ever works until someone says, this is a brand new world, I'm going to create something just for this. And I think that's what you've done a really good job of saying. It's going to be call on the inspiration from the live theater show or your in-person things that you've done your whole life, of course. But you're not going to try to do those things and try to make it feel like you're doing the in-person things when there's a computer and hundreds or however many miles between you and the audience. So I think that's a really important thing to acknowledge that you're doing is like, you're not going to watch me do my stage show in a place that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So, I think really early on, I discovered that, you know, this is as if I'm designing something for film, really. I mean, I have one frame and what can I do with it? And, you know, Chris, you know, we opened the show. I don't know where it is right now, but with me hiding behind a curtain, which I've created a little curtain here, which clips onto my laptop and creates a little curtain screen that I peek through, and it's just like weird things like this that sort of help it have a little bit more of a cinematic, but also like a very maker kind of feel, because otherwise it feels overly produced or it feels feels disingenuous. So I wanted to kind of create framing and kind of fun things I could do with this space and with the camera instead of just pulling down the camera and doing a card trick on the table or doing something from my stage show, which wouldn't really translate here. So I'm still exploring those ways that I can, make this feel a little bit more special to the virtual platform.
Awesome. Well, super excited to be. So for people that are listening to this right when it comes out, you're just getting ready for a big run of shows, and people that are listening in the future, we can go to, I guess everyone's listening in the future as of right now, but it's always the future, isn't it? So we can send people to mentalamusements.com to find out at whatever point in history you're listening to this about what's currently happening with this show, whether that's fully online or when it becomes in-person shows and somewhere in between. And that'll be exciting to see how it evolves out of as things continue to evolve here. Vinny, thanks so much for joining, and looking forward to seeing how this all shapes up and see what kind of other mental amusements you can provide to us as an audience. Thanks so much for joining.